Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Jamie in the house. We just finished a conversation with Andy Luger, the former U.S. attorney for the state. Great resource of the show. Obviously reacting to the charges, Tyler Robinson dropping of a couple charges against Luigi Mangione, and then another social media conversation. And so I posed this just before you joined, and obviously there's a lot of nuance, there's a lot of depth to this. But when you think collectively, Jamie, about social media's effect on our country, is it more of a net positive or a net negative, in your opinion?
I've said this all along. If I was not in the job I'm in that forces me to keep up with social media trends, post things to allow people into my life, I would not be on any of it. Like, get off the phone, go into nature. I think it has done us a huge disservice. And, you know, it's almost like we're playing with this dangerous device, like in real time, where we don't necessarily know how things are going to end up impacting us or how they're going to impact kids. And we're kind of making up rules as we go. But we had a woman on our show last week, the day after, this unfortunate incident took place. And she is somebody who does safeguarding of social media. And she said there hasn't been new regulation to social media since 1998. I mean, look at how much has changed since 1998. And yeah. I think the thing we were most fearful of in our household is that my husband and I last Wednesday, when this all transpired, you know, we both opened up our social media and we saw the horrific incident happen on our homepage of our social media.
Horrifying.
So what's going to happen to our kids who, you know, open these up or share them with their friends? It's just, we're just continuing to perpetuate bad ideas and trauma and things that are unnecessary.
All of that is 100% accurate, in my opinion. But what about all the joy, right? The fun, the laughter, the comedy. No, go ahead.
My mom really enjoyed smoking cigarettes, and that proved to be not great in the long run, right? There's plenty of people who enjoy drinking alcohol, but it doesn't often lead to, like, great long-term effects. No, I mean, we've safeguarded other things. I think when I heard that there hasn't been any new regulation since 1998, I'm going, what are we doing?
Let me read you some of the texts here. Negative. Social media has turned us into fact-free ideologues. I mean, that's one of the points I made before, Jamie. And again, I'm not faulting anybody for having positions. I just hope occasionally those positions are actually backed by facts. Information that has been validated, and not just validated by Gladys, your neighbor, who told you that there's a chip in the vaccine for COVID, right? That is the affirmation. And I also want people, if we're talking about the diversity of ideas, if you're far to the right or far to the left, we're not going to agree politically. I totally get that. But make sure whichever side of a topic you're on to not be afraid of listening to the other side. And maybe, Jamie, by listening to the other side, it just affirms where you are. But a consumption of more information is never going to hurt you.
Well, we actually have a group here in town that we were really proud to bring their story to light. Peace in Orange County, which you may know politically is much more conservative than Los Angeles County. But they have been bringing people together since 2017 on, no matter what your viewpoint is, they bring them into a room and they teach you how to actually have a debate. You know, like kids have debates in high school, right? Like, what does a real debate look like? Instead of making the other side your enemy, how do you listen? How do you critically think? How do you then, you know, respond after you've done those things? Not what's immediately at the top of your head that you're going to fire off at the other side. But, you know, it's like, it's funny because every time we do these types of things, I do think this nation needs, I mean, you and I talk about mental health care all the time, but like a lot of these basic things, like how to debate, like you learn better off therapy. You know, it's like, you don't have to agree with someone.
Right.
But you can still validate, like, I understand that that's where you're coming from. I can see why you'd feel that way. You can say those things without saying, I agree with you or I'm changing my mind.
More text here. Horrible negative also pointed out our inability to interact face-to-face, just backing up everything just said, and how absent parents and caring adults have been for today's youth. More. Net negative. Staying connected and sharing life experiences doesn't outweigh bullying, radicalization, suicide, and murder. More here. Net negative. I work in technology. I'm also a local musician who uses social media for promotion. It's sad to see some of the comments on public protests. I can't believe how hateful people can be. I thought we made progress with racism and anti-LGBTQ, and then I see so much of it online. More text. Chad, I believe social media is a cancer in society. Yes, there might be good points, but the negativity always is the bigger issue. Yeah, regulations and, you know, when Annunciation happened, we had a lot of guests on, including Senator Amy Klobuchar. And she was backing up a little bit of what you said, because I am so incredibly doubtful, Jamie, of the big social media brands, in particular with kids, on what they say they're going to do, what they claim they've done, they already have done. And then when we see independent reporting or Congress investigating, their words don't match up with their actions. And it happens over and over again.
Yeah, I mean, we've created this problem ourselves too. Like the musician who just said, I have to use it for promotion. It's like I said, I have to use it for my job. I understand that they're, you know, in terms of the big capitalist machine of marketing and advertising and promotions of things, like we've kind of locked ourselves into this. So to unravel it all is going to be hard. The one like silver lining I kind of see is I do feel like the younger kids are rejecting a little bit of wanting to even be online or be bothered by their peers in social, you know, a lot of them are, when you used to tell a kid, like, you're not going to get a cell phone till 16 and I don't want you on social media till then, there'd be a huge fight in the household. Some of these littler kids are like, yeah, that sounds great. I don't need it.
Yep.
I don't want to be on it. Like, I mean, we'll see what happens, you know, when they start turning 13, 14 years old. But I find a lot of 8 to 12-year-olds are like, yeah, I don't want it. It's like, you guys can keep it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple last ones. Does the media, including me, have a responsibility? Yeah, I take this responsibility very serious. And I'm not talking about, I've made this point like 3 times a day, I'll say it again. I'm not talking about quelling strong opinions. I'm talking about stopping individuals who take opinions well beyond that to advocate violence, to demonizing, belittling others who disagree with them. And then it also comes up go ahead.
I want to just take that a step further. I've been trying to tell people this and be transparent. Like, we in, quote, mainstream media, whether you're watching CBS, NBC, ABC, even Fox News, CNN, all of them, regardless of what you think of them ideologically, when a video like what happened last week comes out, we have standards and ethics. 9/11, you know, the memorial of 9/11 was last week. There are multiple conversations in newsrooms that were had between media organizations of how long we would play the planes going into the building, when to stop it, how much to show. We even take into account audio sometimes. Cut the audio here. Don't have this happen. To open up my Instagram to just the homepage and have about 30 posts of that video, the horrific video that a number of people opened up and then saw this man being killed, executed on screen, I can't now unsee. In my line of work, I have to see that kind of stuff and make determinations for the greater good of the population. So you can think whatever you want to about you, Chad, at radio, or me and you know, mainstream television news, but we are trying to be thoughtful about the general population and how things are framed. These social media companies, I mean, I'm not exaggerating when I say at least 25 videos of from different angles of this horrific event were played on my homepage.
Great stuff. I appreciate it. Stay safe, and we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Chad. Bye.
Jamie with us. We'll go to Jason, who's at Target Field. I mean, peak time to be at Target Field, right?
No hotter time.
No literal hotter time. Amber Scholl. Home insurance, it's expensive. Car insurance, it's expensive. It's not going to be free. It's not going to be just discounted, you know, 98% if you go with my group, TeamScholl.com, with American Family. It's going to be comprehensive. It's going to be thorough. And I'm sure they believe, with many people listening right now, because they've signed up a lot of people off our ads here on WCC Radio, that they can help you and either give you greater protection or absolutely save you money. This is an office. Amber hasn't been running it the entire time, but this is an office with American Family based locally, which I've been using for 35 years. Amber with the office 15 years, running it so efficiently the last 3 years. How do you track her down? TeamScholl.com. That's S-C-H-O-L-L.com. Find out if you can have a better deal, or find out that you feel even better about the insurance you have right now. It's worth your time. Quality people. See if you can save some money and have better coverage with American Family. TeamScholl.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.